Laudato Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Jesus said to the crowds, I myself am the living bread come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he shall live forever. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. At this the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can he give us his flesh to eat? Thereupon Jesus said to them, Let me solemnly assure you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood, has life eternal, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood real drink. The man who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the Father, who has life, sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so the man who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and died nonetheless, the man who feeds on this bread shall live forever.
If we look again at last week's gospel, we find that its closing words are the same as those which open today's. They are the central words of the discourse on the bread of life, the words which set the listeners in the synagogue at Capernaum at odds. The speaker says one extraordinary thing after another. He is living bread. He has come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And then the final, shattering statement. The bread he will give is his flesh. The whole synagogue is in shock. The murmur has become an uproar. Everyone is talking at once.